GA Governor Kemp declines to say if election integrity bill would have swung election for Trump. By Jeff Poor on March 25, 2021. Thursday on FNC's Your World, Governor Brian Kemp, RGA, refused to comment on how Senate Bill 202, passed by Georgia's General Assembly and signed into law, would have impacted the 2020 presidential election in the Peach State if it had been enacted at the time. The bill included provisions that limited ballot drop boxes and established photo ID requirements for absentee voters. What do you think, Governor, if this was in place in the 2020 presidential election? Would Donald Trump have won your state? Host Neil Cavuto asked. Of course, as you know, he insists to this day that he did. But what do you think? I don't want to go back and revisit the vote count here, Neil, Kemp replied. But I think the issue is, when you look, we had a 351% increase on absentee ballot by mail. And when you have the signature check process that's in Georgia, it became overly burdensome for the county elections officials. It took forever. It created a lot of doubt. At times, I'm sure it was arbitrary in places because of that volume. Cavuto interrupted, but did it cost, in your opinion? Governor, do you think it cost Donald Trump the election in Georgia? Well, I wouldn't want to speak to that because I'm not the Secretary of State, Kemp said. The election was certified. And that's what it is. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.